with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives. From the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Barbara Sullivan. This week we cross the oceans for our topic. I'm sure many of you listening who are garden enthusiasts were excited when it was announced that the Australian entry won the Best in Show award at this year's Chelsea Flower Show in London. And just what does this have to do with AbleQuest, you may be asking? Well, a little way down the path from the Australian garden at the show was a fascinating entry which won a Silver Gilt award, the Seeability Garden. Seeability in the United Kingdom works to enrich the lives of people with sight loss and multiple disabilities. Formerly the Royal School for the Blind, it was founded in 1799. The organisation's objective is to help each individual develop essential life skills for greater independence and a fulfilling life. This was the first year Seeability submitted a garden design at the famous Chelsea Flower Show, and it is not easy to make the cut, so they were extremely proud when the Royal Horticultural Society selected their entry. Incidentally, the show celebrated its centenary this year. Apart from providing a fulfilling experience for people with limited vision, the garden was designed to raise awareness of eye health and the effects of sight loss, and also to encourage regular sight tests for everyone. Four different sight conditions, cataracts, macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, and glaucoma, were represented conceptually through distinctive planting and hard landscaping. The design made creative use of strong colour contrasts of vibrant greens and purples, with distinctive silhouettes of mature hornbeam trees. A magnificent sorbus tree drew attention to the centre of the garden, where a circular slate area was inspired by the pattern of the eye's iris. As the theme is sight loss, the garden expressed different forms of vision impairment and explored the ways in which a garden can be interpreted by someone with sight loss. Let me give you a more detailed description of the garden. Three straight slate paths and central circle were inspired by the pattern of the iris, in the way that each individual slate was set in the same direction, pointing to the centre of the garden. Standing on the paths, it was possible to feel this direction, and it assisted a person with sight loss with the garden's navigation. In the centre, there was a large sorbus tree. This was bordered by curtains of stainless steel spheres made of varying sizes, connected by steel thread. The spheres blurred this view of the garden, representing the blind spots that occur with macular degeneration. As water dripped softly over the steel spheres and changed the view of the garden, it represented the symptoms of diabetic retinopathy, which results in patches of vision loss and blurred vision. In addition, natural light reflected on the spheres in different ways. For someone with limited vision, this play of light and sound of the water hopefully inspired curiosity to explore the garden further. At the back of the garden, handcrafted wooden benches were separated by large hand-blown sheets of glass with trapped bubbles and imperfections strongly representative of cataracts. This condition causes the lens of the eye to become cloudy. This part of the garden encouraged visitors to consider how both people and plants may appear for someone with this type of sight loss. The loss of peripheral vision experienced with glaucoma was cleverly represented. The visitor's view was focused through two large oak and steel curved upright structures to the contrasting light green and purple plants in the background. A steel cylindrical wall encouraged people to think about sight loss in a similar way. Plants viewed through each cylinder were framed into focus while the rest of the garden around disappeared. The garden was bordered by 10 hornbeam trees which created strong silhouettes, encouraging visitors to look upwards. The hard landscaping created the opportunity for a tactile experience. The sharp strands of directional Welsh slate paving set on its edge, there were 20,000 hand-cut pieces all in all, sandplastered glass, polished and reflective stainless steel balls, smooth oak slats and posts. The designer who created the SeeAbility Garden was Darren Hawkes. His website has this to say about him. His designs have a balanced and harmonious feel, with a strong emphasis on the blending of surfaces and materials. To quote Darren, "I love the relationship between plants and hard materials, the drama of contrast and the opportunity to highlight shapes both within the hardscape and in foliage." Unfortunately, the designer was unavailable for an interview with us, but Marnie Roper has put together some relevant excerpts from his website and also his blog about the garden construction.
Darren wrote an interesting blog for the duration of the build. Unfortunately, we can't read the lot, but here are some snippets. January 2013. He says, "The brief is all about creating a garden for the visually impaired and also a space that can somehow highlight and conceptualise sight conditions for the fully sighted. In order for the planting scheme to work, I feel it's really important that the plants be grouped together in large blocks. This will enable those with limited vision to distinguish between each plant and recognise the changes in colour and possibly form. The little devil on my shoulder keeps reminding me how Chelsea is the show where garden designers demonstrate their craft of combining plants to create something mind-bogglingly beautiful, and my scheme will be so simple compared to everyone else's. However, if the right colours are used and the relationship between each patch of colour well thought out, then I might succeed in creating an energising canvas of colour within the garden." April. "What a nightmare this weather is. Plants that have been under glass are only just growing. Plants that are in tunnels are barely getting started. And trees that are out in the open are still looking for their hot water bottle. Timings with flowerings never used to be something I concerned myself with, thinking that in the end, they all get there." May. Chelsea Flower Show, day one. "Today was our first day on site for the build of the SeeAbility Garden at Chelsea. Our plot is a 10-metre show garden, and the teams who are building the 22-metre plots have been on site since Wednesday and have already made a large impact on their plots." Chelsea Flower Show, days 2 to 3. "Our back fence was completed at about 7 p.m. and looks great against the slate walls. I love the way the tiny verticals are juxtaposed against the broad, warm, coloured horizontals. It's almost a shame to stick trees in front of them. There were some great surprises, like the lily of the valley, that are having to be kept chilled to prevent them going over. They'll look and smell fantastic under the benches. Also, the Hersera and the Tiarella are behaving like they've been invited to a royal garden party. Maybe they know something the other plants don't, and look as if they'll flower just in time." Chelsea Flower Show, days 8 to 11. "Yesterday morning I rocked up to Deepdale Trees in Bedfordshire in search of the perfect replacement for the Robinia, still not in leaf, and found the absolute dream tree. The silhouette fitted the image I had drawn in some of my early sketches and was just coming into flower. Sorbus arnoldiana Schouten, a huge relief to me, as I knew immediately that although I was disappointed that the ginkgos didn't work as intended, I had ended up with a much stronger grouping." Chelsea Flower Show, days 13 to 14. "When all the trolleys arrived with our plants on, I was sure I had completely overdone it in terms of numbers. But it's astonishing how many plants are needed to fill these show gardens and make them look impressive. Due to the no-show spring, we need even more plants, as nothing is much bulkier than the pot it's grown in. One of the things that has been particularly tricky is finding a balance between sticking to our brief and doing the utmost to make the planting balanced and harmonious. As the SeeAbility Garden is all about sight loss, it's imperative that the colour scheme and block planting offers easy interpretation for people with sight loss, both in terms of contrasting colour and texture. Chelsea Flower Show 2013. Well, show week ended 2 weeks ago. Now that it's over, I'm able to think about it objectively. I can already see how the process of pushing one's ideas beyond the normal parameters of domestic gardens is not just good for the portfolio, but it's good for the soul.
The following is the audio of a video clip with Darren explaining the concept to Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Gloucester, Sea Abilities patron, and His Royal Highness the Duke of York as they strolled through the display. If you wish to view the clip, go to seeability.org. That's seeability.org.
The garden is designed for a charity called Seeability, formerly the Royal School for the Blind. They support sight loss and other challenging needs. What I wanted to create was a space that was exciting, fun, and interesting for somebody with a visual impairment to be in. So we've used bold, contrasting colours, very varied textures and different materials to make the space easy to interpret so that people with limited vision can identify each. I was keen to find a way to highlight certain conditions so that people with full vision could experience possibly what it's like to have glaucoma, for example. Symptoms of the glaucoma can be a loss of periphery vision. So I used this steel cylinders to create a kind of telescope, if you like, that would focus your attention on a particular plant with the exclusion of all that surround. Something that would be similar to the symptoms of glaucoma. The idea is that it's representative of macular degeneration, an eye condition where people have blur spots on the front of their eyes, which set me thinking about creating something that could be sort of sphere-like, that was hanging, which in turn led to the water feature that's made up of thousands of stainless steel balls that drip slowly with water.
It's a very beautiful tree.
The whole pattern of the paving, which we've made cutting 20,000 pieces of slate by hand, is taken from the sort of shape of the iris and it leads into the centre of the garden.
That was the audio from the video clip on the Seeability website. So, something a little different today, but a fascinating initiative that allows vision-impaired people to enjoy a garden experience. It was also very successful in achieving two objectives, promoting the importance of eye health and gaining exposure to give sighted people a better understanding of the limitations experienced by those with vision impairment. You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology and initiatives. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening, and goodbye till next program.